It was supper by a man of God to take the sins away of God's family to start and to bear them. Can you feel what he felt in tears and cryings for you and me and God's kingdom to start in the earth? And the mysteries of the universe are clothed now on me. All God's family, Now we all live in the new world Jerusalem. God's kingdom has come. Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord. God's people, the new world, Jerusalem, now does start. must suffer by a man of God to lead God's people, that they may understand his finished work. In all the earth and heaven it was suffered by God's people in heaven and earth, and the suffering is now done. Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord's new age now begins. Can you hear it? The sound of God's angels' harps rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God to establish God's kingdom, that we may understand and live in the heavenlies with our Father, angels and Son, with all God's family. Now we all live in the new world Jerusalem. God's kingdom has come. Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord. Sound of God's angels' harps rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. My Lord's new age now begins. Can you hear it? The sound of God's angels' harps rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God to take the sins away of God's family, to start and to bear them. Can you feel what he felt in tears and cryings for you and me and God's kingdom to start in the earth? Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord's new age now begins. Can you hear it? a daily sacrifice, where I look for all my needs and feel the heavenlies, creation of power flowing all in me, and know his fullness. The secrets and the mysteries of the universe are clothed now on me. My Lord's new age now begins. Can you hear it? The sound of God's angels' hearts rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God to lead God's people, that they may understand his finished work. In all the earth and heaven, it was suffered by God's people in heaven and earth. And the suffering is now done. Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord's new age now begins. Can you hear it? The sound of God's angels' hearts rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God to establish God's kingdom, that we may understand and live in the heavenlies with our Father, angels and Son, with all God's family. Now we all live in the new world Jerusalem. God's kingdom has come. Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord. Now begins. Can you hear it? Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God to take the sins away of God's family, to start and to bear them. Can you feel what he felt in tears and crying for you and me and God's kingdom to start in the earth? Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord. Sound of God's angels' harps rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God, a daily sacrifice, where I look for all my needs and feel the heavenlies, creation of power flowing all in me, and know his fullness. The secrets and the mysteries of the universe are clothed now on me. Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord's new age now begins. Can you hear it? The sound of God's angels' hearts rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God to lead God's people, that they may understand his finished work. In all the earth and heaven, it was suffered by God's people in heaven and earth. And the suffering is now done. Can you feel it? Satan was knocked down from the wind. Can you feel it? My Lord's new age now begins. Can you hear it? The sound of God's angels' harps rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start. It was suffered by a man of God to our Father, angels and Son, with all God's family. Now we all live in the new world Jerusalem, God's kingdom has come. Knocked down from the wind, can you feel it? My Lord's new age now begins, can you hear it? The sound of God's angels' hearts rejoicing. With God's people, the new world Jerusalem now does start.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount of Zion. And with him 144,000, having their Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Set upon the throne, said, "Behold, I make all things new." Showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. Clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high. And had 12 gates. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters. And as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. First earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having their Father's name written in their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. A new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.